You're listening to The World Cafe, and this hour we are jumping into the world of Shonen Knife, pop punk legends, cult heroes, and really accidental feminist icons. 35 years ago in Osaka, Japan, sisters Naoko and Atsuki Yamano quit their office jobs to form a band with a friend. This was the early 80s in Japan. This was not what young women were supposed to do. Since then, Shonen Knife has collected a loyal cult following with a playful collection of power punk songs like Banana Chips, I Am a Cat, and Flying Jelly Attack. They've eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with Kurt Cobain while touring with Nirvana, and they joined me at the World Cafe to tell those stories and to play tracks off their 19th studio album just released this year called Adventure. You'll hear my chat with Shonen Knife founding member Naoko in a moment to celebrate their 35th anniversary, but first, here they are with Jump Into the New World. It is impossible not to be happy listening to you. This is Shonen Knife. They just played Jump Into the New World off their 2016 record Adventure. It marks the 35th anniversary of being together as a band. That is incredible. Naoko?
Yeah, but I don't notice that so many years have passed.
Really?
Yeah.
You still feel like it's the early 80s and you're just doing your
thing? Yeah, I'm... still feel very fresh, so.
You seem very fresh, and you seem like you're having a really wonderful time.
Yes.
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 So, Naoko, you are the founding member, I guess, of Shonen Knife, and the one person who has remained the same over the past 35 years. Can you take me back to the early 80s in Osaka, Japan, where you're from? What were you doing before you formed this band?
When I started Shonen Knife, I was working at a company, and our original bassist, Michie, worked at a company, at a different company too. And my younger sister, Atsuko, she was a high school student.
And what made you want to pick up the guitar and start a band?
I just wanted to do a band, but I was very shy. So actually, I wanted to play just bass. But I've ever played the bass at that time. But Michie didn't have any experience to play strings. So I had experience. So maybe 6 strings is more difficult than 4 strings. So I picked up guitar, and I asked Michie to be the bassist.
Wow. And you were shy, but somehow how did you find the courage to get out in front of people if you were shy?
I had to.
You just had to do it.
Yeah.
Who did you want to be like at that time?
At that time, I'm female, so it's very different, but I wanted to play songs like Buzzcocks, Jam, or Ramones, like that. Late 70s punk pop bands. And before I started punk, basically I like the Beatles the best. And also I like Kiss.
Nice.
Too.
How did you find that music when you were growing up? Who gave you your first record?
When I was a junior high school student, the Beatles album, Red Album and Blue Album, it's a kind of best album, was just released. So it was very popular to Japanese people. So I bought a blue one, and my friend bought red one. And we listened again. And then I got Ramones or Buzzcocks from the radio, and also from some magazines. Mm-hmm. And I went to an imported record store in Osaka, and I bought many albums.
Who gave you your first guitar? How did you buy your first guitar?
My first guitar was an acoustic guitar, and I asked my parents to buy them. And then I bought a yellow Stratocaster model, very cheap guitar at a music instruments shop by myself.
Wow, that must have been exciting.
Yeah.
It must have been exciting. When you formed Shonen Knife with your sister, mm-hmm. You're working at an office. Your sister's working at a different office. You decide to form a band together. What did your parents think of what you were doing?
Yeah, my parents are very conservative, and especially my mother didn't like me to walk around the neighbors with my guitar. So when I go to a rehearsal of the band, I put my guitar on the out of my house first, and then I said I will go to my mother, and I rushed and picked my guitar up.
Really?
And to go to the studio.
You had to sneak your guitar out of the house?
Yeah.
And you had to sneak your sister out of the house too, right? Because she was coming to rehearsals too.
Yeah.
Were you scared that they were going to catch you and then keep you from doing what you were doing?
My parents noticed, but they didn't like me to play in a band, so I just hide my guitar when I go to the studio. And my younger sister Atsuko was originally drummer, so she Japanese rehearsal studio always have a drum kit we can rent. So Atsuko can go out with having nothing. It's easy.
Why didn't your mom want you to be seen with a guitar around the neighborhood? Was it
because for my mother's age, playing guitar or in front of people is a kind of rude or very punkish. So, yeah.
Yeah. How did you find the courage to do that?
After Shonen Knife released a record from a big record company in Japan, she understood.
It was okay?
Yeah, okay.
And it was okay with her when you went out on tour and all of that stuff?
Yeah, of course. When we started touring, there is no internet, so my parents were very worried about us. But I sometimes made a phone call or I wrote a letter to them.
To let them know that you're okay.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of women doing what you were doing in the early 80s when you started Shonen Knife?
I think in Japan, still the situation of women is not too good. Yeah, but regarding doing the band is okay. Yeah. So I think many Japanese female people cannot continue to work when they had baby or something. It's very difficult to take a long day off at the company. So
right. Yeah. It's difficult to be a working woman.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear you play one more song and then we'll come back and talk about the time Kurt Cobain called you on the telephone and said, come tour with our band, okay? What song will you play for us next?
Next is Rock and Roll T-Shirt. We'll be right back.
That was Rock and Roll T-Shirt by Shonen Knife. They're my guests here on The World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Pop punkers from Osaka, Japan, they celebrate their 35th anniversary this year. And I am speaking with lead singer and founding member Naoko, the one member who's remained constant since the band first started. Naoko, in 1991, okay, you had been a band with Shonen Knife for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You had started to tour the United States. You had put out a couple of records. And then a band called Nirvana asked you to come on tour with them. Did you know who Nirvana was at that time?
No.
It was not even, they hadn't even put out their record Nevermind yet. Like, not a lot of people knew who Nirvana were. So what did you think when you got this phone call to come and join them on tour?
Mm-hmm. I was scared because the Nirvana's members' photograph, I saw it, and they looked a little scary because they were wearing a kind of little dirty clothes, and they looked very wild. So I was wondering I could tour with them or not. But after once I met them, they were very gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
Gentlemen, yeah. Very, very kind to us.
What else do you remember about being on tour with Nirvana?
So we toured with Nirvana all over the Great Britain in 1991, November, and it was very cold. And our backstage, our dressing room was very cold, but the Nirvana's dressing room had a stove, air conditioning, and Kurt told me, you can come to our dressing room, here is warm. He said, do you like to eat peanut butter and strawberry jam sandwich? And he offered to me. So kind.
Well, he really loved your band. He loved Shonen Knife, and he really respected you.
Yeah, it's my honor.
Let's hear you play another song. What's this one going to be?
The third one is Wasabi.
Wasabi and all together.
That is Shonen Knife with Wasabi off their new record, Adventure. You write a lot of songs about food.
Yes.
Wasabi.
Yeah.
What inspires you about food?
When I write songs, I'm very shy to write about love. So I wanted to write my favorite things. So my favorite things are delicious food and cute animals.
If you're just joining us, my guests here on The World Cafe are Shonen Knife, legendary pop punkers from Osaka, Japan, who celebrate their 35th anniversary this year. It's a remarkable thing. I'm speaking with lead singer Naoko Yamano, founding member of the band. Naoko, a lot of people see your band as role models, particularly for women. You've said that there weren't a lot of women doing what you were doing when you started out in the 80s. You are three Japanese women out there on stage rocking as hard as any guy band would. Do you see yourselves as feminists making a statement with what you're doing?
I didn't have any conscience about that, but I'm not a feminist, but if many women will be encouraged by Shonen Knife, I'm so happy and I'm so honored.
What inspires you to keep making music after so many years and so much success?
When I see many fans looks very happy or dancing with our music, that makes me powerful.
Wonderful. Let's hear you play one more song. What's it going to be?
Riding on the Rocket.
All right, let's ride on the rocket with Shonen Knife here at the World Cafe.
Everybody go. Mercury, peanuts, and pizza, sadamas. Run up, step, jump, put your
That is Naoko Yamano on lead vocals and guitar, Atsuko Yamano on bass, and Risa Kawano on drums, together known as Shonen Knife. This year marks the band's 35th anniversary. Their latest record is called Adventure, and what a delight to have them, pop punk legends, Shonen Knife on the World Cafe.